Log Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Playing used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship's so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit. But the timing show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame. And never take no wooden nickels when they all
Homie,
change.
I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
they
the big
say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the tech nine and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit the Birdman with all of that stunt. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.
All right, welcome, 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 family, one and all. This is the Panther Party Radio Network, and this is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. I'd like to, first of all, thank I've just been doing this the last couple of weeks because I like to give people their accolades, but I want to thank my little brother is what I call him, Michael Edwards, better known as Throwboy Mike, for the theme song, because it was ironic how I came about getting this song from him. But that's a long story, and I'm not really going to go into it. But I just like to give people the flowers, you know, because that is an art, and I respect creativity. And that is something that we definitely possess as a people. Want to thank my brothers and sisters. Thank India for jumping on the channel. I appreciate you guys. I've been noticing you guys the last few episodes. I want to thank the folks in Germany, my brothers and sisters in Nigeria, Canada, and here in the States as well. I do appreciate all the listeners, people who take time to download the shows and go back and listen to shows from the archives. It means a lot because I do it for the love of it. I do it for the passion of it. I don't have to get paid for it. I enjoy exposing this system. I enjoy passing along pertinent information. And I also enjoy the challenge of getting us to do the right thing because I really don't have a I can't attitude. I don't have a defeated attitude. Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that things don't get hard, that sometimes things are not a struggle, because we all go through something. We have to go through something in order to appreciate the things that we do obtain. But we don't have to let that struggle defeat us. And I was having a conversation with my brother earlier, and I really hope that he has an opportunity to call in tonight as well, because we had such a flowing, pertinent conversation. And I really appreciate those types of talks where people are not afraid to say what our issues are, where people are not afraid to address situations. And I think sometimes what happens with us, we feel situations have to be addressed. If they are not addressed, they will persist. They will continue to affect you negatively, or however it is affecting you. And most situations, unfortunately, affect us in negative ways. We don't ever get the gold at the end of the rainbow, that proverbial, you know, gold at the end of the rainbow, that we have never been able to obtain it. We've never been able to reel it in. We've never been able to make something work for us long term. And, you know, we were talking about that. And I'm going to go into that. And also, I got a story that I kind of want to expose to here in the beginning. I ran across this story. I wanted to share something before I get into my meat and potatoes. I wrote something the other day, and I'm going to try to perform this one at the next poetic outing. But I wanted to share this with you all, my family, the listeners. And I can't forget to mention, I'm sorry, I do that sometimes. Don't blame it on my heart. Don't blame it on my heart. Just blame it on my mind. I get sometimes every now and then. Let me thank my Activate Radio family, ActivateMedia.org, who replays the shows on Friday on their station out of Boston, Massachusetts. I love you all, too, for bringing me in the fold. Thank you, Brother Patrick, for thinking of me. I'm going to reach out to you in the next couple of days as well. I'm going to be making a few changes as far as how I do things, but I'm going to keep you in the loop most definitely, so that we can keep getting the information out on your platform as well. It's really what it's all about to me, where, you know, we got to start learning how to just work together for what's best for people. And stop always trying to, and like what me and my brother, and like I said, I want to get into that and once I get laid the meat and potatoes out, you know, classism as opposed to racism. And I really am going to dig into that so that we can understand what's going on right now, because really what we're going to get into it. We're going to definitely get into it tonight. I am hoping to have a strong dialogue tonight, because I want to tackle problems. It's time for us to start correcting the problem as opposed to just dealing with it. And there is a difference. There is a great difference. You know, when you deal with something, we don't get in. We're going to get into that, too. I want to touch on, like I said, a couple of things tonight. I want to build up a good commentary and open up the mics and let things go from there. just a couple of the things I want to talk about. But I'm going to share this, and I call this piece It's deep. I call it No More Chains. Fear is a weapon used to control the mentality. I counter it with my knowledge of spirituality. Doing right or wrong is how the system challenged me, and wrong is all they managed to put in front of me. The violence amongst us must definitely come to a cease. If we expect to experience any resemblance of peace, we're continuously on the bottom in the belly of this beast. Constant unity is what we need, to say the least. Deemed public enemy number one, black identity extremists. COINTELPRO part two. I think we've already seen this. The first thing out of their mouth is, oh, we didn't mean it. Question is, why do we fall for it? See, I'm tired of saying names and sharing hashtags, constantly bombarded with black fear body bags, intent on turning a situation from good to bad, may depend on the type of night or the day that they've had. Zimmerman fired the shot to start this marathon senselessly, without remorse, taking the life of Trayvon. We can't forget. Think about if he were your son, arrogantly selling and getting six figures for that gun. We behave as if we don't know what to do. George, Botham, or Sandra, could be me, could be you. White supremacy is the enemy. We know this to be true. Death is all around us, but we act like we don't have a clue. Since 1619, the language has been loud and very clear, never thinking we'd advance this much when they kidnapped us and brought us here. Picnics after church, as we swung, they laughed and cheered, while a family deals with the pain, their cries are what we hear. It's 2022. As I look around, I don't see much of a change. Doing anything over and over without change is insane. Fearful to do the right thing, as if we don't have a brain, and the only way to make it stop is to redistribute the pain. When I say redistribute the pain, some may come for me, but the first step in that plan starts economically. Just like in Montgomery, we operated systematically. Our joy, their pain, if we take control financially. We're witnessing lynchings again. Will we allow that forever? Black bodies would stop dropping if we would just stay together. Yet death and adversity still won't make us do better. You know it. You'll repeat it. I ain't saying nothing clever. I mentioned unity, which is another step to this solution. But our own dissension is what's preventing the revolution. Self-inflicted divide and conquer started by this institution, which will continuously lead us to the same conclusion. All it takes is for us to stay together collectively and exert our power combined would eliminate some of this hurt. We need each other. Why not put ourselves first so we can finally gaze down while sitting high from the perch? Our blood, sweat, and tears still we cannot earn. KRS-One said years ago, you must learn. The lessons of the past can't continue to burn. Retribution for past aggression should then become the pattern. As I continue to look, we witness with wide open eyes the modern day version, the agenda of black genocide. My brothers, your warrior spirit should be raging inside. So that this fight will always be about equality and black pride. We can't continue to move in calamity and confusion. Divide and conquer is the tool, and we do the abusing. Insanity at its finest. What mind are we using? We need our collective one, or the end will be our conclusion. All right. No more change. And I wanted to throw that particular piece out there because some of what I said within that poem, I want to talk about it. And we can't continue to be scared, stand up to evil. We can't continue to be scared to stand up for what's right. And I'm going to get all off into that too. I want to bring a story to everyone's attention right now that I actually read it over the weekend involving a sister, Lauren Smith Fields, 23 years old, went on a dating app. She lived in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Went on a dating app and met a man named Anthony LaFontaine, who was 50 years old. The dating app was Bumble. I've never heard of it until I ran across this article, and this article just grabbed me because I love my people. Don't get that out there. And I think that everyone listening knows my authenticity and my true love genuinely from the heart for our suffering, our shortcomings, the things that we do to one another. It all hurts me because we deserve so much more. Now, this sister, I have been through a lot of states over the years, and there are some places that I feel like we shouldn't be, but then I feel like we should be left alone if we are there. And see, what we're not understanding, and what I wanted to throw out here in the midst of this story is we are walking gold mines. Our organs are, look, it's no longer a secret. We're superior, a more superior people. So I'm just going to keep it real, not even try to build no go around. We are more superior physically, intellectually, in any way that you can think of. We are the one because we are made after the one. So with that being said and hopefully understood, that kind of clears up a lot of the confusion as far as, you know, all of the madness that, you know, we partake in, because we partake in a lot of madness. This world has been around long enough to know what's real, what's not real, what's fake, what's for us, what's against us, all of that. You know, and then we have these cases like this where I truly believe that organ harvesting is involved. And then another thing about this case, this 50-year-old man, who to me is a predator, because a 23-year-old girl, I'm 52. Now, I'm not going to date a 23-year-old because what do we have in common? But we're not talking about us, and there's some of us as well that are some of our men who are just as predatorial. So I'm not even going to get on that. But case here is really bothersome because, first of all, the police department has not even tried to subpoena the records from the dating app site. The man that, this 50-year-old man that was found with her in her apartment in Bridgeport, and he's from Stratford, Connecticut, just an FYI. But, yeah, the police have not arrested him, have not even named him a suspect. They have not turned over any information to the family's attorney. And like I say, he hadn't even been arrested. And this is what is so bothersome to me. This is what, this is why I do what I do. This is why I want us to open our eyes. This is why I want us to always stay looking over your shoulder. It's sad that we have to, but stay vigilant. Stay on the defensive, because we are in the midst of a internal war, and it's been going on. This is more, and we've got to really, like I say, start understanding that. Now, I'm going to keep my eyes on this case because I really want to know how it progresses, because it kind of reminded me, and the reason, and that's the reason I really did a little slight research on it to see what they were doing as far as trying to bring some justice to her death, and they're doing nothing. And it reminds me of a case that happened here in Texas about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years, no longer than 2 years ago, where there was a black female who was found hanging. And when I say hanging, I mean she was found literally, and I need to go back and research, do some research on that case as well, because I haven't really looked at that case since it happened. But found her literally hanging, and that was here in Texas, in McKinney, Texas, like I said, which is Collins County, I believe, just FYI. But, yeah, this gentleman who was her roommate, and no charges to my knowledge, and like I said, I'm going to have to go back and revisit that one as well, but to my knowledge, no charges were ever filed against that killer, because you cannot tell me that that body, and oh, let me throw in this too, because if I remember correctly, that she was missing for about 2 or 3 days, and upon discovering her body on the second or third day, like I say, no one was arrested, and that is problematic to me, because we should definitely be more concerned about each other. And see, I want to talk to some spirits tonight as well, because like I say, a lot of what's happening here is just ordained. We have the power to change direction. We have the ability to create longevity. I had a cousin ask me few weeks ago, why do you think time moves so fast? And this was not me. And I answered it within 5 seconds. And I told him that we moving too fast. See, we have allowed, I'm going to break it down, and this is just my thoughts. We have allowed this system to speed us up. We have allowed this system to turn us into what they need us to be, and not even thought about what and who we need to be for one another. See, because that is what I'm starting to figure it out. This is what we got to be more concerned about, fixing each other. Have we not saw what they will not do? I think that we have all saw what they will not do for us. And then, not only that, we sit back and we watch what we don't do for one another. And that's why I say we cannot point a finger if we refuse to do what we need to do for one another. See, we, and let me throw this in as well, because yes, we deserve reparations. Yes, we have lost a lot, and there would be several black families who would be able to live comfortably right now had this system and the people within this system that they allow to terrorize us, and that's what it is. Let's call it what it is. Because that's what it is, that's what it was then, and that's exactly what it is now. Nothing changed. Only thing that keep changing are the times, the days, the months, the years. But the systematic treatment of us as a people has never changed. And I want to get an understanding. I want to break something else down as well. I said I was going to touch on it. Classism versus racism. And I want to touch on a couple of more things, and then I'm going to take a break, and I'll be ready to open up the mics because I really want to dig off into some of this content because, see, what I'm trying to do, what I want to do, what my dream is, and I ain't trying to be no leader. See, I want to inspire and motivate everybody to bring out their leadership quality. Because, see, within all of us that are left here right now, and I've said this before, this is nothing new, we are our ancestors' best hope. Just like for us, like I've got granddaughters, I've got grandson, and for me, that is our best hope. My children, and their children. And see, we have now, right now, there's really no more time to procrastinate about what needs to be done when we can see what needs to be done. Not only that, I'm going to say this. When I was talking to my brother earlier, and like I broke it down to him, it's, I can feel it. And I know I'm not the only one who's on that vibration who can actually feel it. And our inability to work together hinders that. We are not ready for a true revolution. We have a ways to go and a ways to build before a true revolution happens. And see, we have got to put ourselves first. We have definitely got to put ourselves first. A perfect example was the statement that Mitch McConnell made the other day when he was talking about talking after that voting rights debacle. And I want y'all to understand that slavery is taking place in parts of the world right now. And when I say slavery, you better know. I'm talking about some brutal, there is some brutal slavery and controlling of people going on globally in more than one or two countries. And this country, known for the worst type of treatment, slavery, do you not think that history can repeat itself? And have you all not been paying attention to the mantras? Because Donald Trump is not, he's not gone anywhere, y'all. And there are thousands, millions of people here in this country who would vote him right back into office. So I want y'all to think about that as well, because, yeah, the statement that Mitch McConnell made and talking about black Americans and Americans, what the? And I bet that went over a lot of people's heads, you know, because it takes you really thinking, and not just thinking, but listening. And when he worded that and said that, I'm like, see, that's it. And that's exactly the point of what they're trying to do, take away black voting rights. They saw the power, but honestly, I'm just like their whole system is flawed. And I give Trump credit for exposing it. I do. I give Trump credit for a lot of things he did that, if people had been paying attention, they would have saw how weak this government is, at least how weak it has become. And now we have the situation that's happening over in Russia with Ukraine and the situation, the other situation with the Chinese. So America has its hands full, has his plate full, and see who will be caught in the middle of it. Our young men and women will be sent out to these locations to defend a country that won't even give them a place to live in their old age. You know, so I am definitely, and I've said this more than once as well, because I just believe that we need our young minds and young bodies defending something that's going to be beneficial for them. you know. So I don't know. It's just, like I say, a lot that needs to be fixed. And then, like I also say, so much that we could fix without asking anybody, just start doing it. I also expressed to my brother earlier when we were talking, and I'm like, because everywhere that I have been across this country, and especially over the last, I'll say, 5 to 8 years, everywhere I go and I see a Hispanic population, they're doing the same thing everywhere. In every state, in every little city, they got their own sections, grocery stores, clinics, all of that. They have that. And I mean, when I say I've been to a lot of states, y'all, all except for three. And everywhere that I've been, like I say, over the past 5 to 8 years, yes, I see Hispanics on code helping each other. They understand classism versus racism. See, classism is having the ability to do what you want to do without having to truly depend on a system to give it to you. And we have the financial ability to provide everything that we need, and we're seeing it done by other ethnicities, and we're falling short. Not quite getting there. And to me, classism is a tool that is used to divide because it hinders your ability to have certain things. And that, too, is if you're paying attention to how they're using this COVID and the non-vaccinated against the vaccinated. It has always been in this country. If you can keep war is, I broke this down because I asked my brother earlier, I said, what is war? What does war create? See, war creates opportunity, jobs, and a lot of things, as well as death. See, and this country has always been involved in, and this country, every time that there has been a war or a conflict, country has been in the middle of it. And like I told the brother earlier, you know, that is what this country does. And this country, I'm going to put this out there, I'm not scared to tell the truth, this country is the puppet for the elite who are in control of everything and who are trying to create a controllable world by depopulating it. So understand that. Do some research and know who we're dealing with. We're dealing with the worst of the worst. And I'm not inclusive of 100% of, you know, Caucasian people or any other ethnicity for that matter, because we all have our good people and bad people. The world wouldn't turn without it. So when I say that, I'm not saying that to be racist, as most people would say. It would be prejudice, actually, but because we don't possess the power to be racist, and a lot of people, that goes over their head as well. But some of us are bigoted, yes, in our thoughts, and some of us are slightly prejudiced. And honestly, I don't fault black people who are slightly bigoted in thought, because look at what this country has shown us time and time and time and time and time and time. Okay, that's enough, I think. Y'all get the picture. Time again. So I got a couple of more things I want to throw on the table, but I do have callers. So I'm going to take a very quick break, and I want to thank everybody who's listening online right now. I want to thank everybody who has called in and are listening. And you'll have an opportunity to speak if you choose to do so. I'm going to take a quick break. This is the Panther Party Radio Network, and this is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. We'll be right back after this quick break.
In my life, but there are things that I cannot forget and I cannot put down. I believe with all of my heart that the white man is the devil, and I must teach that he is the devil. I cannot back down from that. I must teach that he is the devil. All praise is due to Allah. Whether you like me or not, whether you accept me or not, whether you condemn me or not, whether you suspend me or not, the goddamn white man is the devil, and I will teach it from the cradle to the grave. Always teach it. Because I know that you are a fickle people. I know that you are a flip-flop, wishy-washy people. I know that you are different strokes for different folks, but it's different ways on different days. Oh, yes, you are. God damn it, if somebody don't continue to remind you, you'll try to walk in the slave theater with Susie Ronwickle on your arm. Yes, you will. God damn it, sister, you'll try to come in here with Bob. Bill, Larry, sister will try to come in here with Merv, with Doug. God damn it, Doug can't come in. Cindy, Kathy, keep Heather the hell out of here. No Heather in here. Hell no. This is the slave theater. Well, why does Brother Alton Maddox leave the name slave on it? Because, goddammit, we're still in the land of our bondage. We're still in the land of captivity. We're still a slave to the Democratic Party. Still a slave to the Republican Party. You can't even see a Freedom Party. You don't see it. You're a slave. I'm a slave. And unless we admit that we are slaves, then we can never get free. Never get free. The first thing a slave must do is admit I'm in bondage. Admit I'm in captivity. Admit that I'm a slave and Giuliani is a slave master. Admit that I'm a slave and Clinton is a slave master. Admit that I'm a slave and Cuomo is a slave master. That's the only way you can get free. Stop walking around acting hip, slick, cute, and cool with Hoochie and Coochie and Poochie and Gucci and all that stuff. You're a slave. You can't wait to get out of here and get a good night's sleep so you can go to your elevator plantation tomorrow. You're a slave. You're a slave to your car note. You're a slave to your rent. You're a slave to your lease. You're a slave to your telephone bill. You're a slave to your light bill, your gas bill. You're a slave. And goddammit, this is the slave theater, and all the radical slaves come here. The Nat Turner slaves come here. The Harriet Tubman slaves come here. The Denmark Beasley slaves come here. This is the slave theater. All praise is due to Allah. This is the slave theater. I'm a slave. As I told Devil Hugh, Phil Devil Hugh, I say I'm one of the rebellious slaves. I'm not a peaceful slave. I'm not a compromising slave. I'm not a skinning, grinning, shuffling, scratching, boot-licking, butt-licking slave. I'm a slave that don't give a damn about you, cracker. Don't care nothing about you. Don't give a damn whether I see another cracker or not. I want to be free. I'm a slave who wants to organize the rest of the slaves. I looked at the crackers on 125th Street. Some of you trembled when you saw them. I was inspired. I couldn't sleep. I was dreaming of confrontation with the enemy. Every slave must dream of confrontation with the enemy. I want to organize some black men. What would have happened if 500 black men would have showed up on 125th Street? I ain't talking about with no damn picket sign. Huh?
All right, welcome back to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is the Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. Just sitting there listening to Brother Khalid Muhammad with the Slave Theater. That's something you can pull up on YouTube. I found that clip years ago, but it's really so relevant still to how we behave today, how we move today, and then just like I was talking about, the classism versus the racism. And in my opening commentary, I also talked about how I didn't really delve into it, but I want to also touch on that as well, how we deal with things as opposed to correcting them. And I also see that a lot within our communities. We have become masters, yes, of dealing with struggles, with dealing with adversity, but we also should also let our allow our struggles to correct us as well, and that's why I say we have got to stop just dealing with issues and start correcting them, and correction starts within. If there's anybody online that would like to jump in, just hit that one, and I will open up your mic, and you can join in the discussion. Just really, like I say, not telling about, I put a lot on the table, and then also opened up with a piece that, to me, is, well, we all know we people who are creative in thought, just, you know, really we are bearing our soul to you, the people, the world, sharing our thoughts and whatnot. So that's one reason why I appreciate it. And from time to time, I have shared a few of my, you know, writings here on the platform. Now, this one, like I say, I wrote maybe a few years ago, and a few weeks back, and I named it what I named it because I feel like we are still in a more of a mental bondage as opposed to a physical bondage. But if we allow a mental bondage to grab a hold, a physical bondage is not far behind. I want y'all to understand that. And see, they are testing the waters. They've been testing the waters. I'm just going, like I say, not even try to sugarcoat nothing. They have been testing the waters. They've been seeing how we're going to react to adverse situations, to shortages. And there's another shortage coming, y'all. I've been telling people this ever since, like, before Halloween. There is another shortage coming, and it's here. It is now here. I don't know if y'all have been paying attention to the store shelves, but the store shelves are bare. And I'm glad that the media is not hyping it up, because some people will go into panic mode, and then there will be nothing on the shelves. I have said in the midst of all this COVID stuff that it is an opportune moment for us as a people to create our own new normals, And I'm going to keep saying that as well. And let me go on and throw in my catchphrase. I don't think I have said it. We need each other out here. And see, there's about to be another shortage. And this was my biggest fear, another shortage, because then we become reliant upon a system that is not going to give you anything. Look at what this system gave. Look at what this system has given its citizens who are struggling. And I was watching a video this morning where a lady and her daughter were evicted from an apartment, and their stuff was set out in the rain, and they had nowhere to go. Not only that, they threw her stuff on top of dog feces, some of the glass things that she owned were just broken and just tossed out. Then they didn't even get everything out, but chunked out enough to keep her out, and then locked up the apartment with still, like she said, she didn't get her food. She didn't get, okay, so I'm saying all that to say this is how much of a damn that this system gives about its people. And I've been saying this the last few weeks as well, because there's more power in the people than there are people in power. I'm gonna try to mention that one too, so that one will sink in, so you'll start to understand what I'm really saying when I say that. There's more of us than them. How many of us, like I was talking to my brother earlier, how many of us are willing to sacrifice like our ancestors? How many of us are truly willing to die for what is right? And that is another difference between what we have now and what we had back then. And then, like I was telling my brother earlier as well, we are so caught up in conform to this world, and it's so much easier to do what's wrong. It feels better than doing what's right. It provides you more pleasure than doing what's right. But just like I was telling my brother, this whole system has been set up to fail men, to fail the people. This whole system was made to benefit one group of people. This whole system was made to give one people a way of life. And just like I said in that poem earlier, on Sundays, this is the people that we're dealing with. On Sundays, which is supposed to be the day where everything goes right. So they taught, so they said. But what would they do on Sundays? Do some research. Because on some Sundays, after so-called praising the Most High, they would announce at the end of service how they were going to lynch such and such nigger and have a picnic while doing it. So, okay, let's break that down. Because, yeah, when I say picnic, I'm talking about a picnic where, yeah, they have made sandwiches, sack lunches, or if they haven't, they go back home and they do all this. But long story short, they come back and gather in a field, have lunch and whatever it is they do, tea and all of this and that, and everybody's laughing and having a good time, enjoying everybody's company, and then they bring out said Negro for lynching. And it's still a joyous occasion for them. And, you know, well, what would they do after the fact of lynching people? They would then sometimes burn them. Not only that, take pieces of them for souvenirs. So, okay, now that I've said all that, why is it that we allow it to continue to happen? Because I'm just bring up a case that I've really been following since it happened in 2018, because it happened like right before my birthday. The young man in Missouri, Dunye Jones, and I am fortunate enough, I spoke with his mother, Sister Melissa, Queen Warrior, Sister Melissa McKinney, who is a very vocal activist in Missouri. And I've spoke with her several times through Messenger, and it's just one of those things where it is bothersome. And how can it be? Because if you don't know what happened to her son, Dunye Jones, I believe he was 24. I have to go back and check my notes. But long story short, this sister has still not gotten any justice for the lynching of her son. And when I say lynching, I call that a lynching because one morning she got up. She's looking for her son, calling his name, goes downstairs, notices that a light is on that's not normally on. And when she goes outside, she finds her son, Dunye Jones, young black male, hanging from a tree. The sheet that he was found hanged with was not a sheet from within her house. Also, I discovered through researching that the sheet that they found him hung with somehow disappeared. A lot of the evidence from the scene disappeared. And then there was harassment that she stated. I saw several different interviews. She stated how they began to harass her other son and ask him, did y'all find, had the audacity to ask him, did you find who killed your brother yet? This is what they asked her other son. So this is the people we're dealing with. Look at the case with Ahmaud Arbery. Just pay attention to that. That's what they used to picnic on. That's lynching. The death of a man for nothing other than being who he is. And being where he was, which especially in today's times should never be an issue. We should have the ability to go any and everywhere that we want without conflict. But what are we experiencing more and more from this racist Trump element is violence and wanting to be told what to do. And that is the biggest thing. And I mentioned that also earlier to my brother, because I was just like, how can you have it all? You built a whole system to work for you. And see, there are laws that are still on the books, just like the, I've talked about it several times, the Casual Killing Act, which allowed white women to raise hell and kill babies and black women who were caught laying with a promiscuous, child molesting husbands, the rapists, the true rapists of the women and the land. So let's get that understood as well. And with that, we have the condition that we all suffer from, the mental stress, the mental anguish, the inability to truly be a free people. And then, like I say, we as a people don't even work to free ourselves. We got the ability. We have everything that we need to start the movement, and I'm all with the movement. I'm all with how I'm watching everybody separate themselves and build houses and build communities for themselves. Yeah, we need those as well. And then we know now from history, from little communities like Elaine, Rosewood, Ocoee, Slocum, Tulsa, I've read over 60 some odd names of small black communities that were thriving, that were completely obliterated because of white greed and white jealousy. that is angering to me. Not even going to lie, is angering, because we didn't have the ability to truly fight back. Had we had the ability to truly fight back, we would be in control right now. And the thing about it is, now some of us have the ability to fight back. I have the ability to fight back for a minute. Not a lot of us, like I said earlier, though, are truly ready to make the ultimate sacrifice for change. And that is why we continue to see and live the way we live, because nobody's truly ready. Not enough of us are truly ready. And I say something else I want to bring to the table within this is the fact that we have got to start being more dependent on us and be more grassroots with this movement, because, see, we are the ones that are suffering like no others. Stop waiting for these entertainers, which are not going to give up their lavish lifestyles and million-dollar toys and homes just to, what, be popular amongst a people who have nothing to offer, you know? And then, too, not only that, we need a movement that starts from grassroots. We need a movement that is only inclusive of people who are really, truly ready to sacrifice and ready to change the condition. And changing the condition, like, it should always be the main focus, because we're all suffering out here. And like I say, there's white people out here suffering just like us, Mexicans, Chinese. It's some of everybody out here suffering right now. Right now. You know, it's not just delegated to the black community. You know, like I said earlier, classism has a big role to play, and that's why I say we got to remove these entertainments. And like I say, start from scratch and start a normal movement, because I was reading earlier where Gucci Mane and this girl that he's married to had a baby and talking about they're going to raise it gender fluid. So this, see, they are being used to make us do stupid things, to try to normalize what is abnormal, because it's not normal. A lot of the behaviors, I'm not going to point any fingers at one in particular behavior. It's a lot of behaviors out here that we need fixed within our communities in order for us to prosper the right way. And see, we have to show our children the right way to do things, not the half-ass way, not almost. No, we need to show them the way and make sure they're doing it the way, the right way. So I say creating new normals, teaching our generations to come normality, not abnormality. And it is our responsibility to give them the proper humility and integrity to function. Because like I said earlier, yeah, we are, and I'm going to say it again just because I like the way it sounds. Yeah, we are the superior beings here. Why does everybody, we don't imitate people. We don't duplicate others. People duplicate us. People want to be us. People are trying to look like us, dance like us, sing like us, be us. Everybody want to be us, but don't nobody want to be us. I've said that 100 times too. So we do some things that are detrimental to our own progress, you know. So I don't know. We have got to be more urgent about the condition, because the condition is damaging us every day, and every day that we are really not addressing it, we are becoming more and more controlled by it. And see, don't get me wrong, yeah, the government wants control of all people, but they really want control of us. We are the prize that they want herded in. You know, we are the prize that they want total control of. And we are allowing it. And like I was telling my brother earlier, I'm not against any other platforms that are available. But when you are using them, don't just be, see, because on our Panther page right now, they have slowed our algorithm down to a point where we got over 7,000 members on that page. And it used to be very active, and they have slowed the algorithm down and put some bullshit restrictions on the page to where our information rarely gets out. And I have over the last couple of, I'll say month and a half, tried to jump on there to just kind of reinvigorate the page and let people know, yeah, we're still here, because it's about, to me, when you are jumping on there doing all the ignorance and participating in the non-beneficial things, you are blown up. You are advertised. You get paid. They love the coonery. They love when you get on there and you are shucking and jiving and shaking your ass and doing all the things that we are categorized as doing and being. And that is also, I don't know why I'm trying to kind of pull away from it, still use it for advertisement purposes for the right reasons, but I don't know. It's just, to me, another negative aspect that shows us in a derogatory manner for the most part. Like I say, some people, yeah, use it right now for a, for purposes that are not for, you know, shucking and cooning and stuff. And I can appreciate some people's content, but not many people are putting out pertinent content because most people on there are only seeking attention. And we all can get attention. And I don't understand why we feel as if we should garner negative attention. And then we wonder why people look at you a certain way. Why do people treat you a certain way? How do you present yourself? You know, that's another thing that we don't look at as well. You know, some of us want to be treated with respect, but some of us are not even respectful to ourselves. And that's why I say we're detrimental to each other. Some of us are even detrimental to our own selves. So, I don't know. I think I'm going to jump in, take another break real quick. And then I may come back for a few more minutes. I do still have a few callers on listening, and I want to thank everybody that's listening as well on the overseas, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to jump and take another quick break, and like I say, I'm going to come back and I may close it out a little early tonight. It depends. But let me take a quick break. This is the Panther Party Radio Network, and this is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. We'll be right back.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
I must confess that that dream that I had that day has at many points turned into a nightmare. Now, I'm not one to lose hope. I keep on hoping. I still have faith in the future. But I've had to analyze many things over the last few years, and I would say over the last few months. I've gone through a lot of soul-searching and agonizing moments, and I've come to see that we have many more difficult days ahead, and some of the old optimism was a little superficial, and now it must be tempered with a solid realism. And I think the realistic fact is that we still have a long, long way to go, and that we are involved in a war on Asian soil, which, if not checked and stopped, can poison the very soul of our nation. I'm not going to say that all of our problems will be solved if the war in Vietnam is ended, but I do say that the war makes it infinitely more difficult to deal with these problems. When a nation becomes obsessed with the guns of war, it loses its social perspective, and programs of social uplift suffer. This is just a fact of history, so that we do face many more difficulties as a result of the war. It's much more difficult to really arouse a conscience during a time of war. That is something about a war like this that makes people insensitive. It dulls the conscience. It strengthens the forces of reaction, and it brings into being bitterness and hatred and violence. I think the biggest problem now is that we got our gains over the last 12 years at bargain rate, so to speak. It didn't cost the nation anything. In fact, it helped the economic side of the nation to integrate lunch counters and public accommodations. It didn't cost the nation anything to get the right to vote established. And now we are confronting issues that cannot be solved without costing the nation billions of dollars. Now, I think this is where we're getting our greatest resistance. They may put it on many other things, but we can't get rid of slums and poverty without it costing the nation something. I feel that nonviolence is really the only way that we can follow, because violence is just so self-defeating. A riot ends up creating many more problems for the Negro community than it solves. You can, through violence, burn down a building, but you can't establish justice. You can murder a murderer, but you can't murder murder through violence. You can murder a hater, but you can't murder hate. And what we are trying to get rid of is hate and injustice and all of these other things that continue the long night of man's inhumanity to man.
When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Panther Party Radio Network and the Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. I'm gonna bring a quick closing commentary to tonight's show. I'm actually excuse me. Yeah, I wanted to bring this one last point back up that I made earlier. I kind of wanted to iterate this point. I wanted to kind of make it a little more understood what I'm actually trying to get across when I earlier had said dealing with things as opposed to correcting them. And in that clip with MLK, you can hear some of the, dashed hope, you know, the drive to change things, the And I'm thankful that we had leaders who were willing and understood the sacrifice that they were making, and especially back in the Jim Crow era and before, when the Ku Klux Klan was active and allowed to terrorize us, and we dealt with that. We didn't really fight to correct it. And back then, our ancestors didn't have the true ability, physically nor systematically, to, because when they did fight it, they were labeled rioters and terrorists, just like in the circumstances in Tulsa, when they would label these riots, because by labeling it a riot, there was no compensation offered. And I'm saying all that to say that even in the midst of what was happening in the days of Martin, Malcolm, Edgar, and they was all right there together. And mind you, you know, all three of those men, a lot of people don't recount Medgar Evers, because he's not really discussed a lot historically, you know. And I was actually almost grown, you know, late teenage years before I discovered who Medgar Evers was. Okay, I see you, caller. I was about to close out. Let me go ahead and open your mic now, because, yeah, I was sure I'm doing my closing commentary. But, yeah, we are dealing with situations, and I would love for us to start not just dealing with them but correcting them. And then, too, we have to bring our minds and our intellect together, because just like with the clip I played with Martin transitioned more into what Malcolm was in the beginning. Martin started to understand the fact that you cannot be peaceful with an evil people, because they are never going to try and understand your plight, because they don't have to. And that's why I say it is time for us to deal with these issues. We act like we don't know how they correct things. Hell, when they didn't have a war to fight, they created a war to fight amongst one another. For what? Power and control. And they already had land that was catered to them, but they wanted it all. Then how can you have it all and still want it all? And that's where, you know, like I say, we as a people have to understand who we are, who we're dealing with, and meet them with the language that they speak so well. Sorry, but they speak that language well. So I'm on, caller, sister, if you are still there. All right.
Yes, I'm here.
I was about to close things out. How are you this evening?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah, I just
happened to. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go right ahead, sis. Go right ahead. I just happened to look back at the board.
I know you're going to close things out, and I was saying there, yeah, with the callers on the line, we need to get people to talking about this. It seems like everyone is very quiet tonight, didn't want to say a lot. But everything that you have touched on, it seemed to be a very sensitive and very, you know, it's like it's touching people in a different way, and people's like maybe they really don't know what to say. But I will say this right here, you all. We just need to redirect our energy. And Melvin has said that a lot of times, and believe in yourself and ourselves. And what has happened with the enemy is the enemy has played a terrible mind game on us. And they have separated us on every level, even separating us within our own body, our own spiritual level, when they talk about the mind, the body, and the soul. And it's like, you know, you eat something and your body will tell you that it ain't good for you, but your taste buds want it. And I say this is like your mind forgot where you came from, but your body did not. In other words, we need to bring back the alignment and listen to ourselves and know ourselves for ourselves, and we will rise up. If we realize that all this stuff around us, just start looking around. Go into the store, just look, and you'll realize we don't need all this stuff that they're pushing on us. We can make most of this. We made everything anyway. It's the creativity that they killed. Then they separate us with greed and everything and made us think that we needed money. They turned the children against the elders. They did all this. They turned Muslims against Christians. Y'all, just think about it. Every day we walk out there on that ground, are we not all stepping on the same earth? Our planet is very magical. You throw a seed out there, it's going to grow. What made you can't do anything with your own hand? What made you think that? They put a pole in the ground to generate energy. You telling me you don't know how to do that? They put pipes in the ground, and then they made water, and then they relocated the water to a big old power plant where the only thing we had to do was dig a well and go and get the water out of the well. What we don't forgot, we think that if we don't subtract, take away our energy from their system, that we can't do anything. And that's where the mindset, that's where they play that mind game on you. They made you think that you didn't have anything anymore. They made you think that you couldn't do anything anymore. When in reality, we can do everything. And I bet you if you look around in your home right now, wherever you are, you have everything you need right now. You really do. There's nothing but a couple of things that they have that they're holding over your head. That's light bill. That's your mortgage. You think your mortgage. That's water. And they think the food. But in actuality, the food is poisoning us. We really don't need no light. What I'm trying to say, y'all, is we have everything we need already. If we just start subtracting our energy from their system, we will regain power within ourselves. You know how to create light. You know how to even create and generate warmth. There are so many things that we can do and did do when we didn't even have these things that's over our head. As they say, money is the root of all evil. Okay. Follow the money, you find the trouble. Follow the trouble, and you're going to find the money. That's the only control they really have. But if we all realize that, okay, actually, we don't really need that. We don't really need this right here. Just start subtracting your energy from their system is what I'm saying. And it's
that's
all
what
they want me to tell you truth.
Yeah, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. You know, we ain't never imitated or duplicated them, especially once we started finding ourselves. We realized that we didn't need them. And that's what that's just one thing that I really try to promote is that we have never needed them. And that go back to the whole situation which I talked about a couple of weeks ago when they were making such a big deal about the football player, and I was glad that he broke away from that slave system.
And then I was reading just yesterday where there, I can't remember, I'd have to go back and reread that particular article, but this football player had taken Bitcoin to get paid, and well, over the weekend, Bitcoin kind of plummeted a little bit. So that's money he's lost. And see, that's the thing that I want us to understand and realize.
Bitcoin is a trap. Just like
I told people several times that, like you touched on just a minute ago, money being the root of all evil. No, money is not the root of all evil. It's what people do with money. And a lot of people use money
control.
Yeah. And we have never been in control of our own dollars, unfortunately. We have always managed to give our power, which is power in this country, just in this country, them funky dollar bills, that we let that most of us will sell our morals, values, and integrity for. That's why I'm really not into these superstars and these big mega preachers and all of that, because to me, T.D. Jakes is no different than a Hollywood entertainer. Joel Osteen,
to me,
is no different than a Hollywood entertainer, because, see, the Most High doesn't require all that. To be spiritual doesn't require all that. But the greed of man and the ability to brainwash people into following a movement that nine times out of ten is not authentic, because the person who's bringing that word is not authentic. And that's what's wrong with this society. And I said this the other day amongst some brothers at the barbershop. See, and that's what's wrong with these churches now. They're teaching a selfish doctrine. You don't do good and to get it in return. You do it because it's the right thing to do, plain and simple.
If you are doing
the right thing, yes, right and good will come to you. But you don't do it with the expectation of getting it in return. And that, and like I say, you got these pastors talking about sowing these seeds and paying this money and you'll get this back and all this. And people right now are struggling, and people don't need hope right now. People need truth, period, point
that's
blank.
Right. They need
people
truth.
Deserve
that's right.
truth.
That's
so
right.
That is
exactly
one of the biggest issues that I have with the church, because earlier today I was talking to my brother in Colorado, and he said that with all the churches that we have from north, south, east, and west, we as black people shouldn't be wanting for nothing, because those churches clear millions of dollars every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then what have, though? Well, they're 501c3 connected, which ties them in with the government, which prevents them from truly doing what they want to do unless they want to lose that tax-free status. And see, to most churches, that tax-free status is more important than the truth. And that's why I say that the Most High God is faithful. All these jackleg preachers that are standing in these pulpits, people, to worship money, because that's what they do.
That's right.
That's what they do.
Right.
And that's why the world is so selfish right now.
Agreed. Agreed.
We don't. Like I can remember back in the day, churches came together, did things community-wide.
And they didn't
really have the money that they have today. But that was
They did more than they're doing now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Black people, we have always been a sociable people when allowed
to be.
But
we
have allowed, and like I said earlier, talking to my brother, we have allowed this system to turn us into what they want us to be, what they need us to be.
Exactly.
Which is servants to them. Followers, exactly. Followers. And we as a people, like I said earlier, we are the most superior. I'm not scared to say that. I don't feel guilty for saying that, because time tells that story to be true. Time shows that to be a fact. We still here. They have done everything under the sun.
But we have to realize as a person, as a collective, who we are again. Because evidently, somewhere along the line, our people lost as a collective people Because when we're in something, it seems like we're in it together. I don't know, but it just seems like that's what that who we really are. It ain't nothing like you told them a while ago. They want to do everything we do. They want to take everything. They want to act like us. They want to dress like us. They want to walk and talk like us. Even some Japanese children was on TikTok the other day or whatever. They were dancing to Jane Brown. All these black people giving them accolades and stuff. So y'all need to quit that. Y'all need to stop doing that. Because like one man got on there and said, stop that. Because first of all, you got the whole population who been kicking out China, doing this and doing that. And when black people, we have the original Chinese were black people. All these people are hybrids from us. And they're keeping us down through by separation. Separation
and then
of mind,
you have
separation
that,
of everything, a religion. I mean, come on, y'all.
Then you have that class of that weak ass DNA that saw it, the whole world was black, who tainted every culture that they came in contact through brutality, rape, and every other means to try
to
empower themselves and whitewash.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, Great point, because you got Hispanic people that they'll claim white before they just claim who they are, just because.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard them say it on several different interviews. I've saw them ask why they do it, because they want to be on the side that's in power.
Because if you want to be on a side that's in power, that got their power through by lying, killing, and stealing. When the time has come, then you can go right on with them. You go right on with them. Because
and that's why I say,
it's
just really time for us to establish our own economic power base. And until we establish our own economic power base that works for us and only us, we're going to continue to be in fifth place, you know,
and
because,
it's not even
like
that
I said earlier, you know,
really,
unfortunately,
it's really not that hard.
But unfortunately, you know, here everything is tied to the economy. And even in a plummeting economy like now, you can still prosper if you work together. The only reason that a people do not prosper is because they don't put forth an effort to prosper.
That's all it is. Bam. You just said it. Put forth an effort to prosper. That's all you do. That's it.
Exactly. And that is why we continue to be, like I say, in ninth place. You know.
It's because we're chasing after something. That's what I wish Kim was online right now. She's not, but we're chasing after something that's never going to lead you anywhere. When you chase after money and material things and you work for something that is a phantom in the first place, then you end up with nothing. And you keep, they got us running after something that's not there. But if you stand on your feet and you go out there in your yard or you go out there in something and you actually do something and put a seed in the ground or you just make something with your hand, you can see what you have done. The more you do that and the more you take away your energy from draining, because what's happening is, it's just like dirty dishwater, and I ain't saying we're dirty dishwater, I'm just saying. But it's just like water. You open up a drain, you just go down the drain and just go back into the pool or the water again and get recycled all over again. Stop that. Like, we need to stop that. Stop that, because it's not necessary. They're doing that to distract us from who we are. We're the most creative people in the world. Why don't we know that anymore? Because we're so bombarded and distracted with their minute evils. Their minute evils. And we don't even need that. We don't need none of that. We have everything we need, but we have to realize that. We have to realize everything we need, we have right here. And I guarantee you, in all of this food shortage and all that stuff that they're doing, like I said, a lot of this stuff, they're bulldozing this food. They're doing it themselves. But they already told you they was going to do all this stuff anyway. If they already told you they was going to do all this stuff anyway, what do you think you need to do? You need to dismiss yourself from their narrative, period. And if you think it's that hard, it's not that difficult. I'm telling you, people, we just need to, and we need to keep having these conversations so that we can get stronger and we're supporting each other. You know, one day we're going to wake up and it's all this mess is going to be gone. But, and I do hope that people don't be panicking because we look like, oh, well, we never did need that in the first place. We got everything we need. But I guess, you know, you could say, well, maybe that's easier said than done. No, it's not. No, it's not. Start taking one day at a time and look around you and see how many times you really need to go to the store. See how many times you really need to do something. You only need to do it because of money right now. And that's what everybody's afraid of. Because if you look at the word money, money is just a carrot. It's all it means is carrot, is a currency. Currency means something that's flowing. You take away their flow, then you know what? We back on our platform again. Because remember, we are the biggest spenders. Everything that they do off our backs. That ain't never stopped. So I don't know if that makes sense to anybody. I don't know if anybody else can see what I'm trying to say. I wish someone else would come on the line and just reiterate. But you all, the thing is that we need to slow ourselves down. Like Melvin said earlier, we're moving too fast, and we knew we're fast going nowhere. And look around. Everything is a square building. Everything is a rectangle. Just look. It seems like nobody wants to talk. I don't know. Have you just looked around and see how ugly everything is? I'm serious. Square buildings. Everything is square. Everything is flat. I mean, there's no in Texas, just driving from here to Dallas, there's nothing beautiful to look at. Y'all know we better than that.
I actually, in conversation with my brother earlier, when we were talking, and like I was telling him, I'm just really conformed and ready. And I actually posted that on my on one of my social media pages, conformed and ready, because honestly, scripture tells us, you know, to conform ye not to the ways of the world, because the world belongs to the devil, and we should all know that by now, and everything within it is controlled by him. And just like I was telling my brother earlier, yes, the devil can give you pleasures of your heart. The devil can give you the things. He will tempt you with the things that you desire, and he will give you the same opportunities. He's not as powerful as the Most High, but he is powerful in the same way. And not only that, when we dealing with on the spiritual side, you know, doing good is not ever easy. Doing good is not ever accepted. Doing good is not ever promoted. But on the other hand, here on this tired-ass earth, everything that is the wrong thing to do is promoted, is pushed in our faces on a daily basis. Just like I was saying earlier about this, about Gucci Mane and his wife on this stupidity and ignorance, talking about they're going to raise their son as gender fluid. So when did the Most High start allowing what they're calling gender fluid to be birthed? And exactly what is that? See, goodness. And that is nothing. Exactly. Man wanting to be in control, wanting to be in control, and wanting to be more powerful than the Most High. Now, with all due respect, I'm a man of Yah, but I know that also Yah is in me. Therefore, I am Him. I'm not the God that can take and give life in the fashion that He can, but I have a level of creativity in me through him.
which makes me a small god, which makes me a tool
okay.
for him.
Come on now. Come on now.
When we get an understanding for that, you know, and the true strength that we possess, because, see, I'm no longer scared of certain things because I know who's in me. And as long as I continue to move in the right direction, because this is what I was telling the brothers at the barbershop the other day, the only requirement is to do the right thing. How easy is that
yes,
to do?
All the requirement is, and if we do the right thing, everything going to fall in place. And the right thing is to pull away from their damn system and stop being so brainwashed and misdirected, because they want you to be misdirected. Reclaim your power. Reclaim yourself. Reclaim your identity. We are the God or the ones that lived, because we'll get into them other words later, because they have did such a job on us with some of these words and stuff, and we saying words that we ain't got no business saying, which actually words are very powerful, but that's a conversation for another day. But anyway, but yeah, everything you're saying right now, you're right. You know, you should have told them at the barbershop. They need to know. But yeah, we are who we are. I am that I am. What the heck?
Yeah, definitely. Because I mean, like I say, it's just really the identity crisis that we face, because we have always been told who we are. We have always it's always been dictated to us who we are going to be, how we're going to behave. And we have always, because if you check out a lot of the elderly people, you'll see them still kind of cower down when they walk by white people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
back in the day,
well, yeah, cause that was
it's happening, you have to get in the mud, get off that sidewalk, you know. And a lot of us still have that. And it's like I was telling my brother earlier, it's really the mental aspect of it. And just like I said earlier, the more mental control that they are able to accomplish makes the physical perpetration of slavery possible. Because they first have to get your mind. And once they can control your mind, they can dictate what you do, how you act, like they have been able to do for years. Why I made the point earlier, don't think slavery cannot happen again, because if we allow it to, it will and it can. And there is a chattel slavery taking place in throughout several countries right now, that a lot of us, I bet, over here in America don't even know about. And that's why I try to stay up on what's happening globally as opposed to just in this wicked country, because I'm living in this wicked country. I know how they move, and I know how they get down. When you start linking and really looking at what's happening globally, you see it makes understanding a lot clearer. I'll just say that. Because you have a knowledge.
If we build here, it's something about the black people here. If we build here, everybody else is going to catch on. Remember, everybody mimics the black people in America. And I'm going to send you a documentary that I want you to listen to. You might already listen to it. But we, it's just a If we set the platform, everybody else gonna start doing it anyways, because it's just the way it goes. So we gotta take care of ourselves here at home first, and then the world is gonna rise, because we're not going backwards. There's too many people out there that's talking like we're talking. There's too many people that's away. Too many people know it's time. The deal is that the time is at hand. And the time to know yourself for yourself is here. It's just that we just need people just to wake up a little bit more so we can just keep on moving forward. Because the faster we move, the faster they stuff going to be over with, the faster we're going to be back where we're supposed to be.
Most definitely. I agree. It's just the point of, you know, getting us all moving in the same direction. And then, too, like I've always said, there are things that we can do that will make change that are effortless. And even in those effortless situations, we don't take advantage of them like we should, because I'm not even going to lie. I just watched my first football game last week for the first time in 5 years, because when they started talking about boycotting the NFL behind Kaepernick, I got on it and I stayed on it. And I was a 49er fan, so he came from my team. So, yeah, I mean, it is really about us dedicating ourselves to one another, because what we do for one another is we come together for one another in grief. We don't come together with one another to build. And we have got to stop coming together in grief, and we've got to stay together, mm-hmm. because the sooner that we realize and stay together, well, we won't grieve so much. And then, just like I was saying earlier, just like I always use the 381 days, and if we could just take 6 months and redirect our economy, we could see a change in what we're able to do collectively. And that's what we have never taken the time to do, because we'll, like I say, come together for situations and things that are happening, but we don't stay together long enough to change them. And that's mm-hmm. where our problem comes in. And then even when we do stay together long enough to change situations, like our ancestors did, like Martin, Malcolm, and Medgar, and all those before, when they came together and made changes, well, we benefited the least from those changes, but always sacrificed the most.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't let that discourage us, because mm-mm. honestly, if you really pay attention to the boycott, it was progressive. It was progressive. It brought about change. It made a white racist system understand the power of who they were oppressing. And it made that white supremacist system also understand that our dollars matter as well. And see, that's another thing, like I said, that we don't understand. We don't understand how crucial our dollars are to keeping this crooked-ass economy going that's collapsing right now. Collapsing mm-hmm. right now. That stock market ain't doing good. And none of that stuff is doing
mm-mm,
good.
Because it's time
like
for it
say,
to
though,
go. Yeah.
Until people atone for their transgressions, they're going to suffer. And they are never atoned for it, and they're not even trying to fix their mouth to atone for it. And that is That is why they will suffer, because mm-hmm. they don't feel as if they have ever done anything wrong, because they ain't on no slaves. But you benefiting from that same slave system. And mm-hmm. all the money, the majority of the money that they possess is at our ancestors' death. Because mm-hmm. a lot of the land mm-hmm. that these people own, they done land grabs, simple and plain. And the system allowed mm-hmm. it. And land grabs, for people that don't know what that is, that's just what it is, a land grab. You are a white citizen in America, you can go and take what you want mm-hmm. from anybody that doesn't look like you and dare that nigga to mm-hmm. say that something. Because if he does,
and
being white in America, laws
that's nothing but a...
Exactly. And that's what this country is, just a bully. Mm-hmm. It's what its foundation is built on. And that's why I say that this country has no business trying to act as if it is I can't even think of what I'm trying to think of. That's
right.
Exactly. But, you know,
because they set a trap for people in their own system. They build a law, and then the way they implement that law is they set a trap for people to fall into that trap so that they can implement their law on the people to keep their system going. How you gonna
do that? Well, we're seeing it happen right now with the voting rights thing and how these Republicans are fighting so hard to keep black people from voting in these different southern states.
Let me tell you,
they
don't need to even participate in their system at all. Not at all.
I will say this. Local, I think, has more effect, and it does have more effect on us as opposed to the national selection, because that's what that is. That's a selection. It has never been an election. They always know who the next president is going to be.
It's a selection.
They have that lined out years prior to. And not only that, yeah, I agree, because this system, and I said this the other day, and especially for black people, taxation without representation is criminal. And we have never had equal representation in this country. And we never will have equal representation. That's why we have to worry about building our own economic base, because that is what will allow us to progress. And then once we can do that, we will see that we ain't never had a need for them. We just been duped in the
we
things
never
that we
have.
Needed for them.
Right. Exactly.
And the reason that we think we need them, the reason that we think we need them is because we don't have nothing. So in all reality,
but we do have something.
We need
each
other.
That's what they made you think.
We just need to get them out of the way. We got to start learning how to work without them. But most of us feel like we can't do nothing unless. Oh, yeah,
and
well,
we
let me
got,
see. Nah, we don't
do
need
so
Bob
much.
And Billy. And that's what I was telling my brother earlier. I said, it's okay to have the right one, but we don't need to let them control it. We don't need to let them own it, per se, because they can take your idea and do things with it that you can't do. You
well,
know, just like I say, most of the systems that have been set up in this country and most of the things that they have that have made them prosperous came from the mind of a slave. And because they owned that slave, they owned his thoughts, ideas, and all of that. And to me, you think about all that wealth that we could possess, but because we were not allowed to patent our ideas, they were, because they owned us, they got rich.
But that's the whole thing. We got to get to the point, and we might not ever figure this out, but how do you come into a land and own the people? How do we get to the point where the power of the original people was stripped away from them to the point where they that their children don't even know about who and what and how they used to live and stuff. I mean, like, you know, people, and maybe this will be a topic for the next time, people are saying that something is more than what we think it is. It's on another level that these people actually spellbound our people in such a way, because when you really start to think about this, that's like, how the heck, I'm going to say heck, because I know so. Anyway, how the heck did our people get to such a low rate of thinking although we fought with the massacres and stuff, but they came in and burned stuff down and everything, but we fought with the Black Wall Street. We need to do a visual with our people next time, Melvin, where we show events that we fought back but yet still we fell down. And why and how did we do that? And what is it? Like, we need to get to the point to raise our people back up. Like, the sleeping dead need to rise again. Like, rise up, y'all. And a lot of people are rising up. But I'm just saying, maybe we need to, you know, do something with a visual and show the people, because they're listening. But how many people actually have seen some of the things that we have done? Because we need to put back we need to give their vision back. We need to put the vision back in our people. We need to give back what was taken from them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to say this. We're getting close to, I got about 7 minutes left, but I'm going to just answer to that, because I've touched on this too. It's so many things that when I get around the right people, I just try to bring up. I want to see where they are mentally, what they're thinking. But I had a sister tell me a few months ago, because I said we got to stop being fearful. I think I've told you this before, but the sister corrected me and told me that she really doesn't think that it is fear that's conquering us, but we have a spirit of defeatedness. And so when she said that, I actually paused for a few seconds, and I said, you know, that makes sense, because a people like, and I touched on it earlier, you know, like with the situations that happened in Elaine, Ocoee, Rosewood, Slocum, Tulsa, and the many others. Well, it's not that they were not able to defend themselves. It's just that they were outnumbered. They were defeated by the power that be, because they were the power that be, unfortunately, was more organized. And that is why I always say we've got to plan, organize, and work to unify, because if we can put those three methods into action, and this is just my, I've always said this, we're building a nation. And see, we need strong black men, strong black women who are producing strong black children who are passing down not only things that are beneficial economically, but are passing down knowledge of self and self-respect. And then once you get to that point, I think the whole defeated premise is more or less removed, because you have a people who are proud to be who they are, regardless of what society and the world has said that they are. Because, like I say, our biggest problem is not really knowing who we are and the power that we possess. And the world, that's why the world tries to keep us so hard, work so hard to keep us from coming together. Because they know what we are capable of. They have all our history right over under the Vatican. So they know what we're capable of doing, what we're capable of creating. So it's about us finding ourselves and finding our true knowledge.
That's all it is. And we need to work on that.
Connecting to the proper sources. Because honestly, we were not a organized religious people. We respected the world, the earth, the air, the clouds, the stars, the moon. We went more by what Scripture said, because Scripture tells us to look to the moon and the stars. We don't pay attention to the signs, see? And like I say, we just got to tap back into who we truly are, because how can a people, the Dogon tribe, be so knowledgeable in astronomy and other galaxies that were millions of miles away, and they didn't have the capabilities and equipment that they have now. But these people had knowledge of that. So it's something in us that ain't in nobody else. And that's why we are consistently promoted as evil, barbaric, thugs and all of that. They've given us all of their characteristics and try to convince the world that they
are
the peaceful.
We are very powerful people. We are very strong, very creative, and we have everything we need within ourselves. The only thing we have to do is tap back into ourselves, and we will rise again.
Yeah, true. But I got three minutes left. I want to take a minute to thank everybody, all my listeners, India, Germany, Nigeria, Canada, the States. I want to thank my listeners on Activate Radio, activatemedia.org out of Boston, which my show airs on that platform on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. And I'll start sticking that link back on my page on Fridays for those who may want to try to catch the replay. And also, all of you who are listening, I'm going to be making a change here probably within the next week or two as far as my platform. And the platform that I will be moving to is http://vntms.com. Again, that's vntms.com. You can go to Apple and the Google Store to download that particular app so that you can stay in the loop. Everything's going to stay the same. The name's going to stay the same. I'm just moving it to a different platform. I would love for you all, my family, to continue to follow me on this platform. I will probably be doing another show here next week, and I will make this announcement again. But it is HTTP, like I say, /// DN, as in Nancy, T as in Tom, M as in Magic, and S as in Sam.com. And like I say, I'll be transforming over to that particular platform within the next, I'll let you all know exactly what date thing will be jumping off. And I do appreciate all of you who have been following me on this platform for the past year and a half. It is very appreciated and humbling, because you don't have to really take the time to listen to me. And I am just a man out here really trying to make a change. I want to see us all with the ability to live without fear, to live without doubt, to have hope, to have dreams again. So nothing's going to change but the platform. And like I always say in closing, y'all, let's get this right. Let's plan. Let's organize. And most of all, let's unify, because we all have a key and we need each other. So let's start to at least, because we ain't got to prove a point to nobody but ourselves. So let's start to work together and really provide the things that we need, as opposed to the things that we want. I'm out, and I'll see y'all next week. This has been the Panther Party Radio Network and the Big Picture with Melvin Sherry Jr.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, because everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owes, because ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture. I hope you see the big picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Klan used to rally downtown in my city, and you wonder why the race relationship's so shitty? Show no pity, that's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city, it's all over the TV. Martin Luther King, I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit, but the timing sure make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame, and never take no wooden nickels when they all
homie,
change.
I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
they a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words say invisible, it calls concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the tech nine and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick, but it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Breeze told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stun. Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.